I have a really interesting listener question for you today. I spent a long time thinking about it. I listened to it several times myself before I wrote and recorded my answer. And just by way of introduction, there's a lot of stuff I could say, but just to keep it simple, just because you see a problem doesn't mean other people will. And even if other people agree it's a problem, it doesn't necessarily mean that they want to pay to solve that problem. So this can lead to frustration because you're out there and you think, like, I've identified this real problem. I have the skills. I have the solution. But no one is buying it. And there are all kinds of reasons why that could be the case. But one of the simplest is that they don't see the problem as clearly as you do. And we might have an example of that with today's caller, who has a bold vision to help people with empathetic listening. He can describe it better than me. Listen to his message. It's clear he feels passionate about this. And I don't doubt his commitment to the cause or his qualifications. The question is, how can we take this commitment, this skill, this passion, and package it in a way that is marketable? Okay, that's what we're going to talk about. So let's discuss after this quick message from our sponsor.
Hi, Chris. My name is Ryan Hammond from Salina, Ohio, and I've been listening to the show since 2017. Ever since I was a kid, I have known the mental and emotional impact that words have. I'm very sensitive to them and have learned how best to use them effectively and kindly. I'm thinking about starting a side hustle involving my skills in interpersonal communication, speech and letter writing, and training in empathetic listening. I've had numerous friends over the years ask for my help proofreading letters or papers, and have helped many friends and acquaintances see their communication problems, whether at work or in their marriage even, as solvable problems through empathetic listening and careful word usage. I love doing this and think there's real potential to help average people solve everyday problems. My question is, how do I begin? How do I offer my skill sets on the internet in an attractive way that will make people want to pay to get relational problems solved or advice on how to improve a certain area of speech? Further, how would I go about charging appropriate and worthwhile but fair prices for the services rendered? I would love to do this, but already feel kind of defeated on how to begin and get rolling. Thanks again, though. Love the show and thankful for all you do for everyday people. Thanks.
Ryan, what a great message. As I said in the introduction, this is a bold vision. Listeners, I hope you heard Ryan's sincerity come through. You know, it comes through front and center to me. That's the word I thought of as I listened. Very sincere, very authentic. I have no doubt about his qualifications, his skill. He is a subject matter expert, no doubt. And I also agree that this topic is a major problem. Now, all that said, it's also a bit nebulous, and that's more of a concern. It's a little bit difficult to say, here is the concrete, objective pain point. All right, so there are definitely some things you can do. I use the introduction to share this principle of how important it is for your potential customer or client to identify with the problem. And your potential customer has to feel the pain of that problem so much that they're willing to pay for the solution. And there are multiple layers to that. So my take when I heard this whole thing, I thought, you know, I don't know that this is a side hustle. This sounds to me more like part of Ryan's life's work, you know? I wonder if instead of just developing a service or thinking like, how can I get paid now for it? I wonder if Ryan should focus more on developing his authority in this field and then presented that authority and built some platform in this field. And I've got a model in mind for Ryan to look to and anybody else in this situation. I would look to Mignon Fogarty. Mignon is also known as Grammar Girl. Grammar Girl, not quite the same situation, but a number of years ago now, I think more than 12 years or so, Mignon started with a passion and a skill that solves an important problem, just not one that a lot of people want to pay for. So all those years ago, instead of developing a product for sale or a service, you know, a consulting coaching package, she started a podcast. And then it became a podcast network with other shows and a series of books and much more. And it turned into this whole Grammar Girl empire. But remember, she didn't start with that. She just started with the seed of an idea, just like Ryan. In fact, I think her first idea didn't work. She was trying to be Science Girl, and that project just didn't take off for whatever reason. So she adapted, and the second iteration is what ended up kind of sticking. So Ryan, again, I really respect what you're trying to do. I think it's going to be amazing. I think it's part of your life's work, not just a side hustle. And I think you should begin developing some authority and sharing that authority. So let me know when you get a podcast or a blog or a YouTube channel or whatever medium you prefer, and we will share it with our listeners. By the way, listeners, if you have a question, come to sidehustleschool.com/questions. I love this ongoing dialogue. I am grateful for you. I hope you do something for yourself today. My name is Chris Guillebeau. You're listening to Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.